It's KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. Last month, in a football game against Oregon, Husky wide receiver Dante Pettis set an NCAA record.
Freshman Adam Stack from the Oregon 20-yard line. Rugby-style kick running to his right. Sends it on the way. Pettis fields at the Husky 36 to the 40. Dante Pettis to midfield. Beats a man coming to the 40. Near side 30 numbers. Dante Pettis cranking it up. And there it is. He is the most prolific kickoff returner in NCAA football history. 64 yards, his ninth career punt return touchdown. Remarkable.
That is the remarkable voice of longtime announcer Bob Rondo, who's retiring this year after 37 years calling Husky games. Bob Rondo certainly remembers making the dramatic call you just heard.
I do, because I screwed it up.
He screwed it up? Did you hear a mistake in there? I mean, lots of people are remembering that call as one of Rondo's best, but that's not how he'll think of it.
I remember way more of the calls I missed than the ones I made. And,
how did you screw it up? I was unaware of that.
No, I said during the call that, he was the greatest kickoff return touchdown maker in college football history, of course, meaning to say punt return touchdown maker. And it took me, I haven't gotten over missing that call yet. I totally pride myself on being there in the moment and making the right call at the right time. And that was one that, that frankly, Bill got away from me. And I didn't realize I had said that until I heard the call back. And maddening, to say the least, to kind of miscall one of the great plays in Husky football history. So I certainly do remember the play. I will long remember the call, one that old Bob didn't get quite right.
Wow, that's amazing, Bob, because I could never tell you to care less about getting the detail right, except what came across to me, and I'm guessing most fans, was the emotion and the excitement, and they basically got it, that this guy is outstanding, a record setter, and you took us through that. So that's interesting to me that you'll focus on the little thing, what seemed like a little thing to me. I didn't even know it.
I can remember hearing that call back when we did our halftime highlights and about putting my fist through the window in the press box. It was so maddening. Again, this is something that I have taken great pride in through the years, is getting it right, and particularly in a moment such as that. So it was frustrating, to say the least.
Well, maybe that perfectionism that had Bob Rondo almost putting his fist through the window, maybe that attention to detail is also what made him the trusted and beloved voice of the Huskies for 37 seasons. Rondo will retire after his final game on Saturday. The Huskies will play Penn State in the Fiesta Bowl. So you can hear that iconic voice one last time, with or without any minor fluffs.